going to start making some noises. This is an adventure now. I'm going to search out the noise.
Well, you can make your own noises too, you know.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to do, is start making some noises. We can try all different kinds. We can have a noise of the day.
Oh, I like that. The noise of the day and the word of the day.
But we won't tell anybody but the noise of the day.
So we just have it. Yeah. And have them guess what was the noise of the day?
Or they'll notice, if they're listening, they'll notice every day it's just a different sound. We can have 20 of them and play them randomly.
Yeah.
You know, and just have it be nothing more than a signature. Just like the show is really over. Because you know, it isn't always 15 minutes. So you know,
sometimes it's a little less, sometimes it's a little more.
And so everybody who listens knows that there's that little.
Well, you know, Jennifer and I do that with Be Unique Magazine. We have a leaf at the end of every article.
Yes.
And when we first started, we thought long and hard, what did we want to be our symbol that says this is the end of the story? Even if the story is continued on the website, on the extra blog, we have the little leaf. It's just a tiny little illustration of a leaf. It's almost like a stick leaf, if you will. Very rudimentary. But we talked about, we must have gone through 20 or 30 different ideas. And when we saw the leaf, we knew that was it, because it symbolizes the trees that we love to hug and the greening of the world. So that's why we do that. So I think it's a great idea to have a little ending sound, something like that.
I got that crashing one too, you know. I found that little thing the other day. It's all sitting there ready to crash again. So.
Oh, nice. But you have to rebuild it every time?
Oh, I put some marbles in a little can and put the little can in a big can.
Nice. Your homemade noisemaker. Like a maraca, but not.
But not, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like this, except it's different.
Well, the cool part about it is if you use the two tin vessels, you can put different things in cups and different, you know, different combinations, and it makes different sounds. So it's pretty cool. Oh,
I think that would be fun to do a show with that. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we do it where I don't see what you're doing. And I guess you have a bunch of sound makers.
That might be kind of fun.
I think that would make a great show. I would like to do it. I don't care if anybody else does or not. It's my show. But no, I think that would be kind of cool to just guess what Gene's playing with today. You know, whether like the other day, well, not the other day, the last time you were in the studio, I gave you something to use for drumsticks.
Yeah.
They look like chopsticks, but they were actually the little stretcher things that go inside shoes. When you order new shoes, you get these little.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so delighted because they weren't plastic. You know, sometimes I'll send you a big plastic straw type thing inside your shoe.
Right. Yeah.
This was just a little stick. And last night, for whatever reason, Kenny decided that he needed to knock one off of my table. And then he got down on the floor and started batting it around like, well, this is my new toy. So did you see the video I did of him drinking out of my mug?
Yes.
I now have a bowl of water in my office just for him, because apparently he gets thirsty when he's in here.
Oh yeah, he's thirsty.
But he drank out of my mug twice last night. The first time was more than a minute long. The second time, almost a minute.
Must have tasted good.
It was just water.
But
the cat likes to drink tea though. If he's got an upset stomach, he will come seeking out my cup of tea.
That's cool.
It's insane. So when we get ready to do our next show, we're going to can play around with some different sounds if we have the ability. I wonder what this one sounds like.
That sounds good. And see if you put, and you can take that same thing and put BBs or marbles or bolts or washers and make different sounds.
Cool.
I used to use one of those. I used to
hear this.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I can hear what that is.
That's funny.
You know, my grandson, when I hung out with him early on. He and I, gosh, he must have been about a year and a half, 2 years old. And I told him, you know, we went around and learned about how to, you could bang on stuff and make different sounds.
Yeah.
I explained to him, anything can be a drum, a musical instrument. And about 2 years later, it was really cool. He was sitting there. I walked in. He was sitting there jamming on something, you know, playing a little rhythm on a counter or something. Mm-hmm. And he looked up at me and said, you know, anything can be an instrument.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, I got me a little percussion instrument here.
Yeah? I only heard it the first time. No, I can't hear anything.
You can't hear it?
Wow. Uh-uh. Nope, just, I heard that.
Oh, okay. It's a different angle. You hear that?
Yeah.
It's a little earbud case that
I'm
just slapping closed. I'm excited now. I'm thinking about all these things that we can use to make noise with. I like that. What is that?
It's my nail file.
Nail file.
Tapping. How about this one?
Tapping on glass.
It's my nail file. It's tapping on a little wooden table beside me.
Yeah.
And the second time, it was going between two pieces up and down.
Oh, like running the stick across the fence.
Yeah, back and forth between two pickets.
Yeah. How about this one?
Yeah.
It's a pin on a little metal cup.
Yeah.
Let's try. Oh. How about that?
Very nice. That's a good one.
That's just the same pin, same cup, but I'm not holding it and muffling it. And it's down on the table. So I'm just like stirring it almost. I think we have something going here, dude. Just an empty box. Ooh, I like that one.
I can hear that one. I don't know. It sounds like I can hear it sometimes and then it stops sounding and then I can't hear it anymore. Yeah, it's almost like.
I'm right at the microphone. I don't know.
Weird.
And then, of course, we have my favorite noise.
Yes. The farting pig.
Oh, man.
Well, all my good noisemaker stuff is out in my laboratory. So I haven't gone out there.
The next time we record, you'll have to go get some stuff. Oh, I got some.
Well, maybe I will. You know, when we're done with this recording, I'll go out and find some cool stuff.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's actually a rosary in a palm frond.
Very nice.
Oh, no, I heard that one louder than the other time. So we're here making noise and recording this and talking about, what was our word of the day?
Word of the day was, how about instrument?
Instrument. I don't think that's how we started, but that's okay. Instrument.
Oh.
We're going to go to the instrument because I'm going to look up instrument and see what it says.
Well, because we've just proven during the first 5 minutes of our show that, you know, anything can be an instrument. And we created lots of musical noises. Isn't that cool?
Oh, I got one for you. Hold on a second. Oh, it didn't work. I was trying to swallow. Make that swallowing sound. And my throat didn't cooperate. It just went down easy and quiet. An instrument is a tool or implement, especially one for delicate or scientific work, like a surgical instrument. It's a measuring device used to gauge the level, position, speed of something, especially a motor vehicle or aircraft. Something to measure with. I guess a musical instrument is what you were really thinking of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, anytime you pound on something and then pound on something else and then pound on something else
that percussion. Has
different sounds, you got three notes, well, you got a song.
A musical instrument is a tool or implement, especially one used for delicate or scientific work.
Oh, you got to love Google. Mercury retrograde.
A person who is exploited or made use of. He was a mere instrument acting under coercion. And then the last one says, next to the last one, an object or device for producing musical sounds. The last one is a formal document, like a legal instrument.
Yeah, I've heard it used like that.
Oh, I got a sound for you. I bet. Let's see if you can tell what this one is. Now you can probably see it.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
It's scissors.
Yeah.
Scissors.
Scissors. Oh, this is fun. I like doing this, Gene.
Yeah.
I like this game.
Yeah, it's
How about this one? How about this one?
Okay. I can't hear it. Nope.
That's an ink pen, but you can't hear it, so never mind. No. Ooh, I got one for you. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Little scissors.
Oh.
Can you hear that?
No, not really.
I'm brushing the microphone flag.
Oh.
How about this?
I hear it.
I'm scratching the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Always something to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I have sticks all over the place laying here. I'm going to miss my laboratory because that's where I keep all my sticks and stuff that I work with.
So. You'll find a new one.
Or
you'll create a new one.
Oh, I'm going to create one. It's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. It's all right. So I guess it's time for us to get out of here. But you know what? I'm still going to. All right. So you guys, we're done taking a break, but I'm going to keep looking at things, making musical instruments after we're done taking a break. So I just want to thank everybody for listening in. I sure do appreciate it. Check us out online at beunique.org. Take a look at us what we want you to do really is reach out to us and tell us what's on your mind at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. But check out Be Unique Radio at beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org. And if you don't tell us what's on your mind, you're going to keep getting more and more of this nonsense.
No, this is the good. This is where the good stuff. This is where the magic.
This is where the magic happens.
Yeah, yeah. All right. See y'all.
Bye, everybody.